were working one day on, one day off. Now, this is at the central office, not in public schools. One day on, one day off. And I said, oh, well, that's interesting. If you're only working one day and then off the next day, are you only getting paid 50% of your salary? Oh, no, 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 no. They're working remotely. Well, my question is, if all of these central office employees are working remotely, why aren't they answering the phones and doing the business of the Montgomery Public School System and helping parents and students in this time where it's really difficult to do remote learning to begin with, not to mention planning for next year? I know that large institutions like my credit union has a couple of call centers. People have been working for home. They never missed a beat. And somebody answers the phone.
Right.
I don't understand. But I think that the way that that employee answered my question was, oh, we're on alternate schedules. One, we work one day on, one day off. So, it's probably what it is. I think some of the school employees think when they're not in the office, they're not working remotely, they've got a day off.
Right.
Everyone should be able to have the offices covered. I don't understand it. And I think it's time that we demand some accountability.
Amen.
And interestingly enough, one of the people that you try to contact, one of the options on the phone system is for the superintendent's office. Nobody answers the phone in the superintendent's office.
Ooh.
I think that's unacceptable.
He's probably out looking at the schools.
She.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Don't misgender people, Eddie.
Sorry. I'm bad about that.
But
I appreciate it,
Citizen Jane. Somebody should be answering the phone.
Yes.
I agree.
Well,
anyway,
I can't blame them if they're actually working from home. I mean, administrators are notoriously infectious.
Oh.
Yes, I appreciate you bringing it to our attention. They should be much more accountable and open.
Working from home.
Right. Not just taking a day off.
Well, and like she said, my wife's working from home, so her phone at her desk is call forwarded to her phone at her home. So why can't they do the same?
Right.
I appreciate it, Citizen Jane.
Right.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. How are you, Ray?
Man, I cannot complain. It's a beautiful day out today. Just like Jordan is looking at a job and thinking, man, it's going to be summer before long. We can hit the water again. I can't wait.
So the job is on Lake Jordan or right near it?
Yeah, on Jordan.
Nice.
You know, I'm guilty of it. I'm a Lake Martin guy. I was born and raised on Martin, learned how to ski on Martin, know every little nick and cranny Martin. But Jordan is a really nice lake.
It's a beautiful lake. I call it home. It is what we call the poor man's lake.
I was sitting out there after measuring the house, looking at the dock and looking at the water and thinking, oh, that is perfect barefoot in water. You know what you can do on that water right now?
Oh, yeah. But here's the one thing I've noticed, but the difference between Jordan and Martin, and I love them both. I love that Alabama, we have that. On Lake Jordan, it could be 4th of July, the busiest day boating. That's just a typical Saturday up there on Lake Martin.
Yeah.
I mean,
I tend to stay away on holidays.
Right. I've noticed that. A lot of people that live on the lake, and like myself, that day I usually just sit on the dock and watch everybody else.
Yes, I'm the poor man. I can go up there and putt around on the lake, but I can't live on the lake.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can't afford all that. Real quick story, then we'll say, hey, buy some carpet. Uncle Garrett had a cabin on Lake Martin, one of the Russell cabins.
Yeah.
When you pass over Clyde's Bridge, right there to the right, the grain cabin, 100-year lease, $100 a month.
Yep.
And when they moved to Alexander City, they kept it and wanted to know if anybody in the family wanted it. Nobody wanted it because they didn't want to cut the grass.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I think they're leasing that piece of that house today for like $2,400 a month.
Oh, at least, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those things in life you look back on and think, oh, we should have kept that house.
Hired some goats or something, man. Put some goats up there.
That's what I'm saying. But now, if you need a floor and it's not going to cost you a small fortune like Martin does, give us a call, 285-8117, and we'll come out and give you that free measurement. And next thing you know, you'll be like Council Jordan. You're going to have a new floor down within a week.
Nice.
Again, folks, that number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. Be sure to tell him you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon, saying he's hanging out at the lake all day. How's he get work done? 285-8117. I appreciate the time this morning, Ray.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Second hour, News and Views coming up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Underway now on Capitol Hill, an examination of last month's deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol. A couple of Senate committees holding a hearing featuring testimony from some former Capitol security officials. Well, apparently it's a seller's market for houses. Home prices rose at the fastest clip in nearly 7 years in December. That, according to the newly released S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index. And it looks like the nomination of President Biden's choice for budget director run into some trouble in the Senate. On Wall Street, a sell-off is underway this morning. Right now, the Dow is down about 130 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index off 226 points, and the S&P currently trading 27 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty remarkable forecast for the next few days. Today, sunshine, very spring-like. High temperature in the lower 70s. Clear skies, not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues. We'll be in the middle 70s for a high temperature with sunshine. I think we'll be near 70 Thursday with clouds increasing. Risk of showers Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But the spring-like warmth will continue. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When there's work to do, ground to break, earth to move, and a reputation to uphold, you can count on durable Kubota equipment. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage. Together we do more.
Larry Puckett had such a big month in January, they are continuing their used car blowout sale in February. They're having their biggest used car sale in years. All makes and models are priced to sell with 100 in stock and will price to sell once they get them on the lot. No matter the make, no matter your price range, come to Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville or visit LarryPuckett.com to look at other selections. Most new Chevrolets have 0% financing. Larry Puckett also has great financing and service departments. If you're still leery about going out and shopping, look online at LarryPuckett.com. Then call 285-9300 and one of Larry Puckett's team members will bring the car or truck to you to test drive. They'd love to see you drop by the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. For over 40 years, you've counted on Larry Puckett Chevrolet. The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Call or stop by today.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. 356-8635.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. so true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Airnell Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
News and views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. When we were young, the future was so bright. We were expecting a call from Marjorie Baker with One Place Family Justice Center. But not had the call yet. But y'all should keep in mind that there is a fundraiser coming up for One Place Family Justice Center. They adjudicate a lot of cases, help people out, victims of domestic abuse from spouses to children, elderly abuse, and they, like anybody, need money to operate, so they're doing a Boston Butt Sale.
Oh, nice.
One Place Family Justice Center will hold a Boston Butt and Camp Stew fundraiser. This will be a Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, February the 27th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. inside the shops at East Chase next to Kohl's.
Cool.
So while you're out shopping, maybe.
Heck yeah, man.
Stop by, buy a butt, and help out a great cause. $40 for a Boston butt, $10 for a quart of Camp Stew. Does go to a fantastic cause.
Yes, it does.
This is very much a great organization that works with the district attorney's office. And a very difficult subject that people maybe don't always want to come forward with because they don't feel like they're going to get justice or they're going to be exposed by talking about it. But the One Place Family Justice Center does a great job of making sure they're, you know, it's confidential, that they are getting justice and able to be helped more than just bringing people to justice, being helped out of the situation. Hopefully Marjorie will call in here soon. 272-9228.
You know, it's funny, Joe, you were mentioning Fauci and all his mixed messages. Well, he's finally getting some pushback. Marco Rubio said on Tuesday that it is not his job to decide what we can do or where we can go. He's kind of giving him some crap about, hey, either give us the same message all the time, be consistent, or shut up. And I kind of like somebody.
Oh, amen. No, and the idea of cutting off travel to Florida is just absurd.
Well, I hate saying this. We all know what it's about. It's nothing more than a revenge-type policy. But, again, as you and me, Joey, regular citizens, what can we do about it? I get so ill because I get tired of saying, what can we do about it? What can we do about it? What can we do?
Well, there are elections coming up in 2022.
So in between now and then, we should grassroots effort type deal? Is that what do we do?
No, you tell whoever you decide to elect and give your vote to, I don't want little cuts around the edges. I want you to go up there and fight. And I want you to reboot the government up there in D.C. That's what I would want.
Okay.
Like, if you got to shut it down, shut it down. Go for it. Like, we're not looking for folks who are going to go up there and make nice and make a career of it.
I don't think you can do that anymore.
Right.
I really don't.
Well, and a lot of folks keep asking that question, what can we do individually? Well, honestly, folks, a lot of us, there's not much. I mean, we can work hard and make our own lives better. That's why I keep saying get your own house in order and own life in order. And it's not a like judgment, I'm not moralizing. I'm saying that's the best that you can do for yourself. Control what you can control and understand the things you can't. And understand that there are so many things that Washington, D.C., is doing right now and has done for decades that you can't overcome it in one election. For instance, Tommy Tuberville, new senator, I think he's been great so far.
Me too. Me too.
He's had some faux pas with the press, but, you know,
screw the press.
What he gets for talking to CNN producers.
Well.
But Barry Moore, he's done pretty good work so far. Richard Shelby's been very consequential in his career.
Yep.
But there's only so much our one elected officials can do. Unless you get a mass movement that says the government in D.C. is too overbearing. It is stealing our future for its own power and privilege and gain. And we need to reset it and give power back to the states and to the people. This is only going to get worse.
Well, you know, you brought
but
up...
But there's a big fight. It's a divide in the country from those who think, no, everything should be a top-down decision from Washington, D.C., of those who know better, and those who say, no, the American people can run their own lives. Thank you very much.
Just the other day, no, just today, I'm sorry, you read a statement about the Supreme Court and their lack of doing anything about the voter fraud, which we all know.
Right.
So again, if we are looking to our leaders, the Supreme Court, it gets no more supreme. And they're not doing nothing. So again, Citizen Eddie.
Well, you know, what you could do is go, you know, go fishing.
It's a little too cold, but that's coming up, buddy.
Yeah, go fishing. Or go get a horse. Just live in the mountains. Stop bothering people, Eddie. Like I told you the other day, all right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
272-9228. JD, welcome.
Welcome, JD.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Y'all have set me up for a rant that I'm going to tell you right now. Deserves two claps and a Ric Flair by the time I'm done. There you go. Look, Florida, it's I don't know it's so much about revenge as Florida has bucked the narrative that they are trying to shove down everybody's throat. Stay home, you'll be safe. Florida opens up, everybody's fine. Actually, their numbers are better, both financially and, you know, virus-wise, than all these other states. Florida has set the pace to buck this entire narrative that they're trying to force everybody.
Yes.
You know, it's I don't know how much longer people need to see that they're being mind controlled. Oh, Florida's doing great. We need to cut them off from the rest of the country. You know, they don't have a state tax. They just, you know, you just pay your federal tax. And somehow their state's doing great. But let's keep everybody from going there. It makes no sense. Well, it actually makes perfect sense
right.
When they're trying to push down a totalitarian government.
Everything is about control. D.C. controlling money, D.C. controlling lives, D.C. controlling the narrative, most importantly. And I'm sorry, excuse me, pardon me, and this is why I hope Governor Ivey comes to her senses and does allow the limiting of emergency powers here in the state of Alabama. I don't expect her to because she's going to defend her own power as governor. Fair enough. But I hope people come to their senses that I'm going to lock you in your home is not the beginning of a conversation. I'm going to shut down your business is not the beginning of a robust conversation.
And you know, Joey, with that being said, to tap on to one of the things you said right before I came on, let me ask this. You know, we already saw enough evidence to at least question the election, which nobody wants to do. Apparently, you get shamed for doing that.
Yeah.
There's too many unanswered questions. If they'd have took the time to just recognize the questions, acknowledge them, and find an answer, they wouldn't be in this predicament that they're in. But, you know, it's their way or the highway. We elect them, their way or the highway. We saw enough fraud go around in many shapes, forms, and fashions that could have swayed the election, hands down, including video evidence. Now, with that being said, how do we know our votes going to count? What, like y'all right. said, what is our next process? So I go, and everybody's going to vote for one person, and yet they still don't get elected because it's rigged. Where do we go from here?
Well, where we go in Alabama is we're going to have to elect a new Secretary of State who's doing just as good a job as John Merrill has done. Here in Alabama, we're doing all right. I'll put it that way. We have a pretty secured system when it comes to absentee and mail-in voting, as did Florida. So it's up to people of Georgia to correct their system, Pennsylvania. Michigan just removed 177,000 voters off their voter rolls because people had moved out of state. It's how convenient that it happened after the election. It would require people at the local level focusing on their state, where they live, because that's where these elections are administered, and correcting the problem.
But Joey, as Alabama citizens, I can't depend on Georgia citizens, obviously.
So do I
move over there? And
but it's not our prerogative.
It is. They affect...
Well, unless you live in Georgia.
It affects...
Well, and this is the argument Texas made, trying to go through the original jurisdiction window of the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, hey, you know, we don't want to touch it. I'm John Roberts. I'm looking out for the legacy of the court, which means I'm scared of the New York Times.
Yes.
Yeah, pay no attention to the pictures of me on Epstein Island. Look the other way. Well, and with that being said, you know, I'm a father. I take care of my grandmother. I take care of my wife. I take care of my daughter. My daughter is 4. No, she's not in school yet. But, you know, we take our time with her. We teach her ABCs, counting, adding, subtracting. She can add and subtract up to 20. I'm pretty proud of her. She just turned 4 in November.
Sweet.
Now, with that being said, another thing that disgusts me is I got nothing back on my tax. Nothing back. And I barely make enough to take care of my grandmother, who paid in all her life, who doesn't hardly make anything to live on.
Mm-hmm.
I take care of my wife. I take care of, and of course, my wife works part-time because, you know, we have to take care of our daughter.
Right.
I sold my business that was going to be the investment in my future because of the election infection. So now I'm sitting here like, this guy in Montgomery is just one example of somebody that stole over $200,000. Was it $200,000 from the school system?
Yeah.
And not even brought up on charges. And that's what my taxpayer dollars are going to, for him to have a better life and not get charged?
Yeah.
You know, I'm struggling to survive, and these people are ripping the state blind.
Well,
anyways.
What do?
I'm not trying to respond because I'm trying not to step on you. I mean, you're preaching it, brother.
No, it's that's just the end of my rant. I just wish we could have some elected officials with integrity. You know, I don't care if we have somebody in there that, you know, like Trump, perfect example.
Well, I'll put it this way.
The best, but he did his job.
Yeah. My goal is to make who are or happen to be our elected officials is less and less important. And the way you do that is you take away a lot of their powers and what they're able to oversee.
But by doing that, you kind of discourage anybody with any vision to run, don't you?
I don't want vision in government. They've done enough. They've had enough visions of how to help us. I'm tired of it. What's your plan? How about the American people can plan their own lives? I'm tired of these charlatans claiming they have this great vision for America. How about America can make its own vision?
But for
some Joey, if I had a plan, would you support me with it?
Depends on what the plan is.
Yeah, what's your plan?
Oh, when we're starting your campaign.
No.
I know Joey too well.
No. Like, what did I ever do to you?
Well, and you know the sad part is, and I'll say this, and then I'll be gone, is all the people with enough common sense to actually do right in politics are smart enough not to run.
That's it. That's what I mean.
It's exactly what's happening.
How do we reverse incentivize that? How do we get rid of the scum and bring in the good? Because there's good people. We got good people out there. Joey's not necessarily a qualified candidate, but there are others.
Thank you. That's why you're my
Y'all have a good show, and I'm going to keep listening on. Y'all have a wonderful day. Thank you, JD.
272-9228, I guess. Marjorie is not going to be calling us here. Unfortunate. But y'all check out the One Place Family Justice Center, Boston Butt and Camp Stew sale. They're trying to raise money for a great really cause. Good cause. Yeah. This Saturday, February the 27th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. inside the Shops at East Chase, right next to Kohl's. So on that back end of East Chase, y'all check it out. Boston Butts are $40, Camp Stew $10. It goes to a fantastic cause.
I love a good
A tough cause.
There.
But you want to talk about good people?
Right.
These folks, Marjorie in particular, I've gotten to speak with her and get to know her a little bit. It's not like you do it for the fanfare.
That's
the
for sure.
Circumstance. Hardly anybody knows what you're doing, except for those who are you're really helping.
Yep.
So support them in any way you can, folks. And this is a great way. You end up with a great Boston Butt or some Camp Stew. Check it out today. And One Place Family Justice Center, oneplacefjc.org. You can check out the event page there. More news and views when we come back after this break. This part of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing. If you have a plumbing problem, any plumbing problem, any at all, or if you have no problem and you're just looking for a new technology to be installed, like a tankless water heater, maybe you'd like a new toilet or bidet, they can do all of that there at Cole Plumbing. But say you do have an emergency. Well, you need to save Cole Plumbing's number, 279-8919, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business for many reasons, but in particular, this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them with precision and expertise to get in and solve the problem, especially those emergency problems like a pipe is burst or why is the floor, the carpet all
wet? It's so wet. Yeah.
And why is that? Is it seeping there? Are the walls crying right now? issue.
No, not a good one.
And you need to be on top of it, and Cole Plumbing can be on top of it for you. And when they solve the problem, that proprietary pipeline technology means minimal discomfort to you and your home. So they're not going to have to tear out a bunch of drywall, dig up a huge hole. No, with precision and expertise, they can solve the problem. And check them out today, folks, at coleplumbing.com, coleplumbing.com, or give them a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
That's right. We'll be right back.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Five things to remember about selling your home in this market. Buyers have been able to buy a larger, nicer home with low rates and favorable terms. Sellers have been able to maximize their equity and be able to sell their homes without losing money. But here are some steps to remember. Number one, clean and uncluttered homes sell faster and for more money. Number two, by offering to pay part of closing costs and offering a one-year warranty for the buyer will help sell your home faster. Number three, pricing the home for the current market will help sell your home faster. Number four, introduce your home to the market through internet, through Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, Facebook, LinkedIn. Number five, listing with the Goodson Group Realtor will improve your chances dramatically. We sell homes fast. We represent the best interests. We know how to market homes. For all the details, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225 or BoGoodson@charter.net.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing or past history or just things that are out of style, we can remake it, or you can trade it in, or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Marguerite's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointments not necessary. We're open 7 days a week. So come out and see us and let us help you value your assets.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Politics. Man must learn to rise above principle.
Save my life, I'm going down for the last time.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. We'll see what happens this week in the Alabama legislature with the gambling bill. As it stands, as it was initially introduced, I'm not just a no, but a hell no if it comes to a vote of the people. But they will need three-fifths of both chambers here, the Alabama State Legislature, to get it to that point. But, you know, I don't like cartels enshrined in the Constitution. I think it does way too much and really is just a big crony deal. I'm personally not against gambling for moral reasons, knowing, though, that it can cause all sorts of problems. And we've heard those calls as well, that it could cause issues with gambling addiction, but also all sorts of other bad behavior that is just unhealthy for folks. But my mind, your life, your money, you can waste it if you like, though I don't encourage you to do so. My problem is that this is not an open, transparent process for licensing. It really ties the hands of the legislature. It just does too much. Along with the education lottery, not a terrible idea, but I'd like to see some changes to the bill. If I was in the legislature, I would be a no right now unless some changes were made to change the licensing process, who could operate, all sorts of things. But we'll see where it goes if any changes are made this week. Let's go to the phones, talk to Curmudgeon. Hey, Curmudgeon.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Excuse me if I'm late and you've talked about my topic, but my dog had to go to dog park, and that was the most pressing at the time.
You're right. That is the
But I heard you talking about corruption.
Yeah.
Heard you talking about corruption and I thought this would be a good topic. Joe, you're pretty smart. Do you know what cooperating district means?
Cooperating district? No, enlighten me.
Well, let's talk about the water park. We just paid out $5 million to buy the Salvation Army, which it, not probably too long ago, you could have bought all of Bell Street for that amount of money. But now we're going to give that park to the cooperating district to manage, who's going to spend another almost $50 million on a white water park here in Montgomery.
So if I'm putting two and two together,
a cooperating
district is a combination of public-private.
Cooperating district is five people, unelected, that have been put on this board. Do you know any of the names?
No, keep going.
Well, I think two or three of them are Alabama Power. One guy's an old guy that I don't think's had a business, and I don't know when. But the guy that's pushing this right now on the radio is Doug Singleton. Like, this is the best thing coming to Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I just don't see it personally. I think it's people are not going in a white water park, but it just sounds corrupt to me. And the thing that bothered me most today, he says, we're not going to get the cheapest bid. We're going to get the best people. And doesn't that sound corrupt?
Yeah, I would like to hear what they mean by best. I would like to hear what they mean by best people.
They're going to give it to who they want.
Yeah, well.
You know what I started thinking today? The one of the worst things that happened to Montgomery is losing to Mark Montiel. He was the only really attorney that was watching over these corrupt people in the city of Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
And we have nobody doing it anymore. There's nobody watching these people. But if anybody thinks it's a great idea to spend, I guess, around $55 million on a white water park over there off Bell Street, it'll never pay for itself and it'll be bankrupt in no time.
Didn't they authorize this in 2019?
And then we got five unelected people that's going to be deciding where to disperse the money out to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, don't sound like you were in a white water park today, but it's corrupt, and it's going to come back to bite people in Montgomery, but I guess it don't matter anymore.
Well, they passed the appropriation at the end of 2019, they passed this, right, through the county commission.
Well, they put it off a year or two. You know, right. We had our mayor at first said that was running, said he wanted to look into it, but somehow somebody's convinced him, I guess, he'd get money out of it, so he's for it now. You know, do you think a Whitewater Park is going to be successful? Did we have something similar to this, the Birmingham that's broke?
I wouldn't have voted for it if I was on the county commission, no. I don't think it's a wise use of,
you know,
of government money.
$50 million, and I don't even think they're talking about bidding. They're talking about helping people who need help, non-bid stuff. It's corrupt from the beginning. It's going to be corrupt, and it's going to be a failure. But that's just my opinion. I'm sorry nobody else feels that way.
Well, I think government's inherently corrupt, so I kind of just go par for the course. But I appreciate it, curmudgeon.
Well, all right, thanks.
Thanks. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Clark. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Clark.
Hey, can I give y'all an update on the gaming situation?
Yeah, let me know. Have you been watching it today in the last couple days?
Yeah, the word on the street is a lot of the outside big boys, like the MGM, Caesars, they've hired up some lobbyists, and they're upset because apparently the new substitute today on the House, on the Senate floor, was going to allow for the Indians to have two more facilities and then move up the date for the constitutional amendment to November of 2021.
Oh, wow.
Apparently there's not the votes, and Marsh is going to pull it off of the floor today.
Well, that's not an improvement at all if that was the changes. Like, the idea would be have at least some sort of, and I'm not stumping for MGM or anything. I just know when I read the original bill, it's like, you're literally putting in the Constitution only these operators can operate. Why not have an open bid process to what curmudgeon was talking about on a lesser issue? Like, it's just...
Yes.
It's absurdly corrupt.
Yeah, so it looks like he does not have the votes. So he's going to pull it and then kind of regroup and make another compromise. So, you know, just another day in Alabama, guys.
Well, and maybe the point is to shoot for the moon, and if you don't get there, hey, it doesn't hurt them too much. That might be what.
How's Jack doing? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's all right. He's just taking Jack time. So.
All right, we miss him. Talk to y'all later.
272-9228. News and Views are on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Steve.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
All right. Hey, I got a little bone to pick. I mean, I watch Newsmax in the morning, Fox at night.
Right.
And, you know, I'd never heard of QAnon. And I don't know why, but, you know, 60 Minutes makes this big deal out of it. And, you know, 60 Minutes has been my favorite program all of my adult life, and I'm 65 years old. And I want to know where, if you're going to investigate QAnon, who's a lot of Americans have never heard of, why not investigate the organization BLM and Antifa? I mean, you know, nothing was off limits to the founder of 60 Minutes, Don Hewitt, and Mike Wallace, Harry Reasoner, Maury Safer. You know, nothing was off limits. But now this group that's in there now, especially when you got Anderson Cooper in there as the pivot man, you know, they don't want to investigate, seems like, something that's, let's just say, something that's close to the left side, you know. But if they're going to investigate QAnon, who's most Americans have never heard of, then let's see an in-depth investigative story. I would really like to see it about Antifa and BLM, who we know are paramilitary organizations deep down.
You know, it's interesting that you said 60 Minutes was your favorite in your adult life. You know, 60 Minutes used to be one of the most watched things on TV, let alone news TV. And it's now kind of down in the ratings like most of television. But they created that model when they became so popular, realized, hey, this is profitable. And I think what's happened is not just for the sake of profit, but also for the sake of an agenda. It ain't what it used to be. It is not the days of Mike Wallace and those you named. And it's a prefabricated narrative. So if we can sort of brand the Trump movement under, you know, this banner of QAnon, then we can do away with our opponents and make anybody who's on the line, who's not like, you know, really hardcore Trump, maybe voted for Trump, but next time around, oh, I don't want to be accused of being a conspiracy theorist. Or this is what they do constantly.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Well, you know, the founder, Don Hewitt, the whole thing, he got fired from another part of CBS and started this program. And, you know, when the news department had given up on Mike Wallace, in my opinion, he comes in. Also, Harry Reasoner with one lung, you know, and still smoked. And then you had, what was the old guy's name there at the end with, he had more hair on his eyebrows than I did on my head. Andy Rooney.
Yeah.
you know, there were people that watched the show for his commentary at the end.
Right.
And I figured these were guys like Huntley Brinkley and Dan Rather that pretty much called it down. Don't give me your opinion. Give me the news. Tell me what happened. And have you heard anything? And I've never asked you a question, Joey, that I know the answer to. Okay. I asked because I want to know, but have you heard, is there continuing things going on in Minneapolis and Seattle? And I'll hang up and listen to your response. Thanks for the great show, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate
you.
In terms of continuing things in Minneapolis, the last thing I heard is crime rates have skyrocketed, as you could suspect. They weren't able or didn't really want to continue with defunding of the police. I've not heard about any mass protest or outbreaks recently. I just have, you know, there are a lot of insecure areas in Minneapolis because of the lack of police presence, officially and unofficially. Police don't want to go in certain areas. That makes it hard to run a business, makes it unsafe to just go out and about. I'll have to double check if anything is happening in the Minneapolis area. That's a big outbreak, but as far as I know, nothing brand new breaking. 272-9228. This hour of News and Views is always brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. If you're a current homeowner, have that current mortgage, you haven't refinanced in a while, why not call up Kim Williams, also Madeline, over there at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. They can save you so much money, hundreds of dollars a month on that mortgage payment. That adds up over the course of the year. And if you're looking to relieve financial stress or reinvest back into your property, now is the time to do it where interest rates are so, so low. They're not going to be this low forever. So take advantage of it. Lock it in today. Whether it's a conventional loan, a VA home loan, FHA, whether it's a jumbo size loan, whatever it is, you can save money at Alabama Home Mortgage. They're a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. They cannot be beat on rates there at Alabama Home Mortgage. And if you're a potential first-time home buyer, there's no better guide than Kim Williams to walk you through the home buying process. All starts with a pre-approval letter all the way to closing day. She'll hold your hand if needed at all the steps along the way of buying that very first home. So call them up today, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Save my life, I'm going down for the last time. Woman with the sweet loving better than a white line. Don't you know she could bring a good feeling, ain't had in such a long time.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
C Square Performance Automotive in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to repair your vehicle and get you back on the road fast. All work at C Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. You will trust us and your car will love us. C Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty remarkable forecast for the next few days. Today, sunshine, very spring-like. High temperature in the lower 70s. Clear skies, not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues. We'll be in the middle 70s for a high temperature with sunshine. I think we'll be near 70 Thursday with clouds increasing. Risk of shower Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But the spring-like warmth will continue. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. And one quick follow-up on Minneapolis. The trial for former officer Derek Chauvin will be held soon. I worry the district attorneys there, or the AG there in Minnesota, went too far with the charge. And that a jury might come up short. There are competing autopsies in that case. So just check the local news there. They're apparently preparing a lot of security measures before the trial, given what led to, well, the death of George Floyd and how reactions could be if the trial goes a certain way. You don't really want the mob dictating how a court case goes, but it seems to be where they're at there with that case. Yeah, the Minneapolis Star Tribune today having an opinion saying the challenge of a fair trial for Chauvin. Seems like there are a lot of folks who think there is only one fair outcome. 272-9228. Let's go to Jane. Hey, Jane.
Hey, I just want to express some concern that I believe that the city of Montgomery may be embarking on a racist policy.
All right.
And I'm concerned about the comments that Curmudgeon and your radio program offered on this policy not long ago, that y'all may be the victims of the woke left and subject to cancel culture, because it appears that Montgomery is about to embark on installing a white water park. We cannot have the term white.
Wait. Do you work for Coca-Cola?
No, I don't.
You sound like it. Wait, is this your real name? Must be Robin D'Angelo.
No. Okay. But I just can't help but laugh that Montgomery's moving towards a racist policy that we're going to have a white water park. You know, you look in Montgomery, and the most beautiful landmark in Montgomery is the Fountain on Dexter Avenue, and now then they have made it tacky by painting Black Lives Matters in what looks like first grade art around it, and that we can allow that, but we probably won't be able to allow a white water park. So I caution Mayor Reed on this move towards a racist policy, and I would caution your radio station and curmudgeon that you may be a victim of the woke left and cancel culture because you're even talking about it and using the term white. I think that's a racist statement.
I think you're pronouncing it incorrectly. It's ho-white.
Oh, okay.
isn't language fun? I appreciate it, Jane.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
272-9228. Yeah, I don't know if y'all saw any of the Coca-Cola training headed up by Robin DiAngelo. I think LinkedIn's also doing similar stuff. This Robin DiAngelo lady, oh, what a piece of work. And you know what it is? Like, if you're just an everyday person, you don't have to listen to her. You don't have to buy her book. I think it's a bunch of nonsense. It's a bunch of collectivist claptrap. But these folks working for Coca-Cola have to listen. They have to repeat the words if they want their job. Essentially, what's happening is certain powerful players within the corporate world and government are pushing nonsense on people who probably don't believe the nonsense they're having to listen to, but they like getting paid. They like paying their mortgage. So essentially, forcing folks to repeat and internalize the nostrums of the day by using your power of the paycheck and government to push it. This is not the right road to go down, as I've been saying, this collectivist claptrap, especially not along racial lines. I'm all for equality before the law and giving everybody a fair hearing. I truly am, and can't be disabused of it. Some have tried. An individualist at the end of the day. Like, I want to know what you as an individual have done. And that might involve certain things I haven't experienced. Fair enough. But to put the group above the individual and to try to interpret all of society in this world by groupthink and group experience is going to be inexact at best and nefarious at worst. But I appreciate the call, Jane. I'll have to watch my language when it comes to water parks or anything else. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients of the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Air Now Home Services are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Air Now Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook. For electrical, heating, and air, our big yellow trucks will be there. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Air Now Home Services.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to Newstalk931.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Before we hit the top of the hour, let's go to the phones, talk to Randall. Hey, Randall.
How you doing, sir?
Doing all right. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. On the water park. What if it was sold to you that the military could train there, the fire department could train there, and a lot of money be dumped into it that way? Would it change your mind any that it's just gonna be more than just a fun place to be, a place that could grow Montgomery? I mean, would you buy into it?
I don't think my buy-in is required. If I was on the county commission, I wouldn't have voted for that appropriation of 50 plus million plus, you know, land purchases, blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't have done it. But as the project goes forward, despite my buy-in or not, as well as others, we'll see how it goes. I mean, if they can utilize it, I don't know how much money training actually brings in. And we'll see if you can actually get, you know, a robust usage of the facilities, because it's more than just a water park. Right, it's going to be also, you know, like a hotel sort of resort thing. And there are other cities that have tried this, and it hasn't worked out very well. That's why I'm skeptical of it in the first place.
I think what they're modeling after, I think it's in South Carolina.